Good evening, good evening. Welcome to Mysteries of the Universe. I'm your host, J.R. Mr. Jr., and guest in the studio tonight is Pablo.
What's going on, everybody?
And this is the second show. As you know, Alex has his 411 with Danny G. Excuse me. Danny G has his show with 411. And now this is my show, Mysteries of the Universe. We're our little spin-off to our main show, which is on Friday night at 8 o'clock. Always check that out. Check all three of us out. We try to drop some good knowledge on everybody all 3 days. And so tonight, our show is going to be about the multiverse, or the theory of multiple universes, infinite universes. And so we'll delve into that topic tonight, and I will start with a little scientific information and then delve into the more popular topic. When people think of the multiverse, the more popular concept of the whole many worlds theory, where every decision you make splits off into different decisions or different outcomes. So I will start now with the, let's go. Sorry, this is my first solo show. So as my buddy Pablo says, this is, we're not Fox News. We are not CNN. We are alternative to alternative radio. So just bear that in mind. So tonight, and just before I get into the scientific aspect of it, Pablo, when I say multiverse, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Honestly, I think of music, man, a multiverse. I mean, that's what I, it's two verses.
Okay, well, yes, I guess technically that's accurate, but what do you think in the terms of like space, reality?
Well, you know, honestly, up until more recently, I didn't even know what multiverse was. It's actually not until meeting you that I started, questioning other things besides our worldly things. So if you would have asked me this question, 5, 6, 7 years ago, I would have been like, fuck, I don't know, dude. But obviously now I know what it is. A multiverse is the possibility or the theory that there is more than one universe at the same time. So that's what I know now.
Okay. Definitely. That is true. And so what this has been a topic that's been interesting to me, I would say probably since I was probably mid to late teen years, because one thing I do enjoy is asking what if questions. I have spent time pondering what if things would have happened differently in my life. Yes, I know you shouldn't dwell in the past, but just curiosity's sake, I'm a very curious person. I'll sit there and think, what if I would have stayed in the Air Force longer? What if I would have gone to college right after high school? So, I mean, I'll think of that and I'll just extrapolate on that and just live out, I guess, imagine a life that I would have lived that way. And so, but we'll get into that specific theory later, because the bulk of the show will be about that theory. But I'll start with some other theories and just the scientific aspect of it. And I will, disclaimer, I am no scientist, so please don't quote me on something or try to cite me in an argument. And I also want to say this, and I said this on our show last Thursday, that the Mysteries of the Universe, this is a platform, because I like that I'll discuss a different topic every week. As you guys know, if the listeners who've listened to us, yes, I do have a bias toward UFOs. I can definitely discuss that all day, as Pablo can attest to that, but I will try to like cut that down to maybe like once every 2 months. But I just want to get other interesting topics, whether they be like scientific, paranormal, just the nature of reality. And like I said last week, please send in ideas. Please call in if you want to talk about something that's happened to you. If you want to disagree, send us, email us, or send us messages on the website that. Giving us show suggestions, and that's for any of the shows. So my show, our main show on Fridays, just let us know. We're more than happy to research and really bring some knowledge about that subject. And that being said, and one more time, I will say, if you want to call in to talk about an experience that happened to you, and no matter what the topic is that day, if it's a different topic, I'll be more than happy to hear it. Whether, like I said, you want to talk about a paranormal experience, UFO, a dream you had, because that'll be a topic for a later day, dreams, because I certainly feel there's some interest in there, or there's some meat in that.
And just to clarify, the phone number to call in is 516 859-580-7878. So just as Junior here indicates, please give us a call. Let us know what's on your mind. He obviously would love to hear some experiences that you may had. And of course, it doesn't matter what we're talking about. We want to hear from you. The whole point is to get your voice heard wherever it is, whenever it is, about whatever it is you want to talk about.
And I just want to say also, I keep saying before I get into it, but before I get into it, and our buddy Smith Fix, if he's listening, because I just want to piggyback on something he said, because he said about not losing focus on what's going on in the world around us, which I totally agree with, because I think you need to be balanced or definitely know what's going on around you. And that's what our Friday show is about, just letting you know, like, the gospel of truth. We are injecting truth. And so just don't lose sight of that. But also don't lose sight of the fact that our planet Earth, the more we learn, we realize just how small we are. We are one planet out of billions in our galaxy alone. And then there's billions of galaxies in our universe. And as after we talk today, you'll learn that there's theories that our universe is just one of an infinite number. So just keep that in perspective that, I mean, our reality is much greater than what we think it is. But like you said, with the local things, of course, make sure to keep up with what's going on locally, any injustices. We always have to fight that. Always be vigilant. Okay, so when it comes to multiverse theory, and that, like Pablo was saying, that it is basically the theory that there's more than one universe, which hence is the term multiverse, that we live in a multiverse as opposed to a universe. Now, and I will say what we can observe as of right now is about 14 billion light years, or 14, it's called a Hubble volume, which is our observable universe, which is about, 14 billion light years. And so, and I don't know, to me that just boggles my mind, just the immense size of the universe, how massive that is, to think that's our observable area and that still isn't enough. That still isn't the end of the universe, because there's some scientists who believe that our universe is finite, basically that there's a limit to it. But I tend to believe if we are just one universe, I would tend to believe it's an infinite one, just for the fact that when you say that the universe is finite or there's a limit to it, I keep imagining going to the edge of the universe and I'm thinking, well, what are you going to see? Is there a fence? Is there a gate? Is it just like, I don't know, a white wall? I don't know. That just makes me, I don't know, that just seems hard to fathom as opposed to an infinite universe. So let me just give you a few levels of the multiverse. Like I said, we'll delve more into the many worlds theories, and I'll get to that later. So, and I just to let you know, not all physicists believe that we even have a multiverse. And the ones that do believe, very few of them believe we'll ever contact them. But just keep in mind, I mean, there's a long history of things that scientists said we weren't going to be able to do that were impossible. So who knows what may happen in the future. But as of right now, there's more physicists that are leaning towards the multiverse theory, but like whether we'll ever contact them, that's debatable. But there are theories, there are physicists who believe that we just live in this one universe, and there's some that just believe the universe is finite or has a limit, or there's like an edge to the universe. And that also, when you say a finite universe, that also begs the question for me, well, if our universe is finite, then what's outside of it? If, say, we are surrounded by a gate, what's outside that gate? So that just, I don't know, that just brings further questions.
Right.
So the first one, I'll go with level. So the level one theory about the multiverse is that space is so big that there must be multiple universes, if you travel far enough that there has to be another, you'll come across another sun, another Earth, another Mars, Jupiter, all that. Basically, after traveling so far, patterns will repeat itself. But that, of course, you would have to accept the theory of an infinite universe, obviously. I mean, that's interesting because I remember hearing a lecture I was watching a documentary and a scientist was postulating that theory. And he said in nature, if you go a certain distance, like he was just showing like rock formations and he was showing after a certain number of distances that there was the same rock formation. And he was just extrapolating in nature, like basically us. And he used humans, like the exact number of atoms and neutrons, protons, electrons that make us. And he used like some mathematical formula to say that exact duplicate would have to be, and it was like some massive, massive number of light years away from us. Excuse me. And so that would be like a level one. Basically, space is so big that you travel so far, you'll find the same thing. You'll find repeating patterns. Okay. And then the level two is that regions of space are continuing to undergo an inflation. Basically, like the big bangs are happening all over the place in certain regions. Now, regions that we can't see, but nevertheless, in regions that are happening. Like, so if you subscribe to the Big Bang theory that out of just exploded and life started this universe, then this theory says that all over the place, in whatever reality, whatever, that's happening over and over and over and over and over again. So basically, that would lead to a number, like an infinite number of universes if it's always happening. So then that would also mean that before our universe, that there were big bangs that were happening prior to that, and there will be big bangs long after we're dead and gone, and after our sun is dead and gone. But anything, Pablo, you wanted to add?
Well, no, I mean, just, you know, the level one, I guess what you're saying is if you go far enough, you get back to the same place.
Or you'll find a duplicate. Like, yes, if you, like, say you got a spaceship, traveled, you had, let's just say you had eternal life. Travel. In theory, according to that theory, eventually you'd find another Earth. Now, whether the Pablo there would be the same exact as you, that'd be most likely obvious.
But this is just level one.
Correct.
Okay.
Or whether there would, no, I'm calling them level one because the research I was doing, that's how they would label different theories. So I was just using that model.
So these aren't different. These are different theories. These aren't different levels of universes.
Oh, no. I'd apologize for not clarifying that. Yes, these are basically different theories. I should just say theory one.
Okay. Got you. So the first theory of the multiverse is that you go in a linear motion, eventually you have to make full circle. Or what you're saying is that really that's what it is, right? You'll meet full circle again.
Well, not what it was saying. It was basically saying because if you travel far enough, you'll run into a duplicate, because his theory was that nature duplicates itself.
Okay. And that's and even DNA. I mean, if you look at your DNA, it replicates as well.
Yeah.
Okay. I see how that goes. Okay.
And so you may find another Earth, but whether a Pablo exists on that Earth or the Pablo that exists on that Earth may be a totally different Pablo than what you are.
He could be a complete commie. He could be a...
Exactly.
A big government...
Exactly. So, I mean, that's the theory one. And the theory two was what I was saying about the whole eternal inflation. And then this would cause what they refer to as a bubble universe. So think about when you're washing dishes, like when you get all that soap in there, all those little tiny bubbles. So one of those is our universe, and then the rest of them are other universes, which I don't know. Like, I guess I just have a love for learning about space and like our reality. It's just, to me, it's just so fascinating that it's just so big. I don't know. To me, that lends, I believe in God. So to me, that just furthers my belief in God, but yes, we're not here for a theological discussion. But it's just, to me, it's just so fascinating. If that is true, to wrap your brain around that fact, if we're just and as big as our universe is that we still, and I wonder just how much that we can observe, what we can observe, just how much that is. So just think of that, like constant inflation would be like a bubble universe. And also with that, I also heard a theory because I like to watch a lot of these scientific programs, and there was someone that was talking about this theory. And one of their theories was, what if black holes are actually just tunnels from one universe to another? I mean, I guess it's as good a theory as any, because we don't know. We know that black holes suck matter in, but we don't know what happens when they come out the other side.
Okay, but the black hole or wormhole is what you're talking about. Well, not necessarily, right? Well,
I mean, black hole could be a wormhole.
It
no
could.
One knows.
I mean, no one knows, so theoretically it can be anything. But as far as the multiverse theory, though, I mean, what would a black hole or a wormhole have to do with the actual theory of there being multiple universes?
just like I said, with theory, the black hole would have to deal with like a way of connecting two universes.
Okay.
Or wormholes, I guess. Mathematically wormholes exist. I know at the quantum level they do exist, like because they've particles have been seen to go from one point in space to another. So wormholes, I would theorize. I mean, that is scientific, so I do believe they exist in space. So basically, all they're doing is folding space, like you get a piece of paper, put a dot on the top of it, and put a dot on the bottom of the piece of paper, fold them together. Bam! It's like basically a wormhole. You're bending space.
Cutting time in half. Basically.
Exactly. To save you from having to travel mass distances.
Right. Now, as far as a multiverse theory, though, this because I've heard obviously wormholes could possibly theoretically get you from one location within your universe to another location within your universe. So you're bringing up the possibility or theoretically the possibility that you could travel in between universes. So they could not only multiple universes exist, but they can also be connected at any point in time.
That is true, but like I said, very theoretical.
Right, this is completely theoretical.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm kind of going based on what you're saying,
yeah,
that you know that you can travel from one universe to another universe.
And that's black holes. But as you know, we know about black holes is they even suck in light.
Yeah, they suck in everything.
Yeah.
That's why it's called the black hole because you can't see anything in them. It's literally if you look at pictures that are taken, there's just black. I mean, there's no color. There's no nothing. It's just a black spot.
But then exactly. And then who knows what happens once they're sucked in? Because
right.
I would assume there has to be, if there's a hole, that has to lead somewhere.
Well, of course. I mean, when you flush something down the toilet.
Exactly.
I mean, it's a black hole. It's going somewhere.
Exactly.
So yeah, I see that.
And then in another example, for this, second theory of the whole constantly bubble universe, constant inflation. An idea of that would be, an example of that would be like if you flap a sheet on your bed, because the sheet will touch the bed in various parts, but they're never touching each other. So, I mean, that's just another, like the bubbles in your dishwater, flapping a sheet on the bed, you'll have different bubbles or different air pockets that touch the bed. So you can think of that as different universes. And then I'll go with the fourth theory before I go back to the third one, because the third one's the what I really want to get into and the one I like the most. But the level fourth, or excuse me, the fourth theory is basically, it's probably the most controversial because it basically says the mathematical laws of nature. Basically anything that like a physicist could work out mathematically would exist. But that kind of goes into the theory that in an infinite universe, there's infinite possibilities. That's the way I interpret that. So, I mean, I've heard that theory, but which I guess you can't technically disprove it unless you can travel all over an infinite space. But, I mean, that's just that theory in a nutshell, that infinite possibilities or an infinite universe, there's infinite possibilities. So technically speaking, and it can get down to this, technically speaking, there is a universe where what we see in Star Wars is actually happening, because the whole infinite possibilities, like I said, that's just one of the theories there, but it just coincides with that infinite universe idea. Now the third theory, that's the one that most people think about when they think of the multiverse, or Hollywood likes to do stories about. And me as a sci-fi lover, I love what it's called alternate history sci-fi. I love that type of sci-fi because it feeds into my whole what-if thing. Basically, now that's the theory that every action you make, and the theory goes along with like quantum theory, quantum mechanics, which I'm going to do a show on that one day as well once I learn some more of that, like get more information. But if you can ever look into that, it is so fascinating. But basically, quantum theory, it goes into that where every single action you do, every action, for instance, let me start on the big scale. Let's say every action, there's a universe, for instance, where the South won the Civil War, or there's a universe where John F. Kennedy was not shot, where England was didn't lose the war. England didn't lose the Revolutionary War. So for every possible, basically it just says every possible outcome has to take place.
Yeah, Michael Jackson didn't hit that two-pointer to win the NBA Finals.
Michael Jordan, you mean.
Did I say Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
Michael Jordan, didn't hit that shot, or the Dallas Cowboys made the catch in the end zone to beat the
They did make the catch. You mean you're talking about the Green Bay Packers game, or?
No. I'm talking about the NFC Championship.
Old school. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm still bitter about that. We got screwed. But
the point is, any possibility has the alternate possibility to do something else.
And even it's even down to the smallest things. Like, for instance, if I decide there's a universe where you decide to wear a red shirt instead of a blue shirt that day, and even smaller than that. And so, like, the way you're sitting, if you're sitting to the left, maybe there's a universe where you're sitting to the right. So if you could see these universes interact, you probably there'd be so many of them that you wouldn't even recognize, or you wouldn't be able to see the difference between what their universe and yours.
Right.
So I mean, that one has always fascinated me, that theory right there. And excuse me. So that theory right there, and there's a lot of like stories, there's a lot of movies that deal with that topic. A lot of like sci-fi books, like for instance, I had this one book where it has a story about all these alternate Earths and this type of reality. Basically, there's a council of alternate Earths. Once they learn how to find different Earths, they will go. They're like there's a special council where they'll meet, and it was just describing like for instance, people with dinosaur skin boots because dinosaurs are still around in their planet, or Earths where dinosaurs evolved into like reptile-looking humanoids, or where gorillas evolved, like basically evolved intelligence. Where dogs evolved, they were the dominant species. So it's just if you think about that, I mean, that literally, I mean,
literally means anything. Anything could have been possible. Anything is possible.
Exactly, exactly. And so that theory right there, I mean, I love it. I can't say it enough. I do love that. But like there are people that don't believe that's possible, but I mean, we don't know. And then on top of that, interesting enough, this theory also, I've heard a scientist say perhaps this could explain ghost sightings, because his theory was that basically ghost sightings are somehow you're able to peer into a different universe and parallel that's close to us, and you see the person who died in your universe. And you're saying that it's a ghost, but all it is some crossover between two universes.
I mean, you can look at it as in a religious standpoint. I mean, you could say another universe is heaven, quote unquote. You know what I mean? It could just simply be that is another realm of existence after this life is over, if indeed there is anything after this particular life. So yeah, I mean, it's really interesting to at least ponder. And say, wait, is that possible? I mean, anything, if you think about it, is possible to begin with. So, sir, I'd surely, entertain the idea.
Yeah. And I know there's people, I've looked up to see if anyone has ever claimed to have visited a different universe or what they feel might be an alternate reality. And I've come up with I found a few stories of people who, like where they swear they could have swore they remember seeing like a news report about an actor dying, a famous actor dying, and then they realize they're not dead, but they could swear and they weren't dreaming that they remember seeing a news report of someone dying, or like it's usually someone famous, obviously, because that's going to be all over the news.
Right.
So I mean, possibly, I don't know whether maybe it was a dream they had, or I guess theoretically possible they could have somehow crossed some. There could have been some cross. Over between universes, and they saw a news report there. I thought of it. There's one something that happened to me when I was a kid, and it's just to me to this very day, it's just so weird to me.
But before you talk about that, we're actually coming up on the first half hour, so perfect timing, man. We'll definitely come back and talk about your experience. So just give us a second. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere, because Mrs. Universe will return shortly.
calm but don't push? What if Saddam hung Bush? What if one mic was called one hook? What if the bridge never showed me how to hold a weapon? What if I ran up in that sick chick with no protection? What if I never wore that army jacket? Car hard to match it, unlaced tents, the hood on my first album cover under plastic. What if I was another corny rapper? What if I went instead of Notorious? Who would tell my story after? What if I loved less and lust more? If Obama was on Rushmore, would I be enticed in a bus draw? What if I never glared out that project window and never was scared for the life of me and my kinfolk? What if that gun been broke? I would have never leaned back in the end zone, all red. What if real niggas was all dead? What if Hillary and them was reptilian? And 2012 was the end of men and all world civilians.
What if you never knew things that you needed to know? What if you never been places you needed to go? What if you get there and learn them as you go? What if, is the question, can I ask them once more? What if you never knew things that you needed to know? What if you never been places you needed to go? What if you get there and learn them as you go? What if, is the question, can I ask them once more? What if?
Welcome back. Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed the song during the break. That song always reminds me of the multiverse from the first time I ever heard it. But I was going to go into that story I was telling you about. It's kind of funny, but it's just weird. When the movie, you guys may remember early 90s, there was a movie called Jumanji that came out. For some reason, when I saw the very first trailer of that movie, I could have swore I had seen that trailer before in that they were advertising it for video, which at the time was the method of movies, that they were announcing that it was coming to video. And when they said coming to a theater near you, that just kind of shocked me. And I was like, I could have swore, like for the longest time, I was like, I could swear I remember seeing that advertised already. So that kind of threw me for a loop. And I remember somebody else saying that he was playing this video game. I forgot which one it was, but there was some location where he found like some sort of secret weapon. And yes, I know these are small examples, but these are like the ones I could come up with for a possibility of crossover, if that's possible. But, and he was talking about how he found this weapon in an area, but then when he tried to go back, it wasn't there. And he asked other people, other hardcore gamers, they were like, what are you talking about? There's no weapon there. And then he checked all the game books, and he couldn't find any reference to a weapon being there. And so, I mean, he was like, well, or he's like, if I give a wild theory, then maybe in a close parallel universe, there is a weapon there, and I just happened to find it, but I can't find it again, and he can't find any reference to it. So those are like two personal examples. And I've also, like I said, I've read some examples of people who could swear that they remember hearing somebody died that was famous, but then that person isn't dead.
Yeah. I could kind of correlate that to maybe even a deja vu memory or I guess not necessarily deja vu, but even deja vu, if you think about it, just the concept or what we know of it is, you know, you already did that.
Yep, very true.
You've already done that before. Hey, but hey, we actually have a caller for you. We got Adrian on the phone, and he actually has a couple questions, so I'm going to bring Adrian live. Hey, Adrian, you're live here on the Mysteries of the Universe with J.R. Mr. Jr. How you doing?
Hey, great, guys. You guys have an awesome show tonight. Really enjoying it. How are you guys doing?
Thank you. I'm doing great.
Pretty good.
So I got a question for J.R. here about the multiverse, and one concerning aliens in the multiverse. Specifically, aliens from other universes visiting this universe or this Earth, and what his thoughts were on that. And I'll just listen.
Well, I mean, I certainly believe that's a possibility. As most listeners know, that is UFOs is a passion of mine, so I have spent a lot of time studying that. And there are some theories that aliens either come from other universes or other dimensions. And the way that some people have reported UFOs to have, like, phased out, that kind of lends credence to that. Maybe there's some sort of travel or some sort of teleportation, or the way they can phase. Maybe they know some sort of portals or technology we don't know yet, where they have that capability. So it's certainly possible. I certainly believe our universe is full of life. So, I mean, if we live in a multiverse, then it certainly would not surprise me that we would have visitors.
So I can on that. You can paint me as something of a skeptic. If an alien were able to visit this universe or this planet from another dimension or plane, I'm curious how or why would their technology not be sufficient enough that we wouldn't even be able to observe them. And so that's what I mean is, if they're technically proficient enough to visit different universes or different dimensions, then I don't really understand why we would be able to actually observe them. It seems like that technology would be so far out of bounds for us that we wouldn't even notice it.
Well, I mean, maybe there are aliens that we don't see. Maybe there are travelers that we don't observe at all. So, I mean, that's possible. Now, the aliens or the UFOs that have been reported that are seen, or I'd say the percentage that fall into the unknown category, maybe that could be like a space probe or the equivalent of our Voyager probes, something like that. But you're right. If they have that technology, they probably can go undetected. And so I'm sure if indeed that is happening, then we are probably not seeing a lot of things.
Well, and, you know, I'd like to add on that, you know, because let's suppose anything is possible, right? And there are extraterrestrial races or beings from other, not even just within our universe, like you mentioned, Adrian, but from alternate universes, and they are multidimensional beings. There may very well possibly be someone who is less intelligent, that may not have the technology that they have to go undetected. You know, let's look at it as a military standpoint here in this world, on our planet. Different countries have different abilities to do things, right? I mean, some countries are less fortunate economically, so they don't have, you know, F-16s. They don't have anti-gunner machine guns. They don't have anti-tank missiles. They don't have all of the technology that we have. Therefore, they would either, one, be destroyed, or they wouldn't be important enough to even try to do anything. So with talking about different possibilities, it's just a possibility that they may not be as advanced, and those are the ones that we possibly see. Now, I'm not saying that they do exist. I'm not saying that they don't exist. I'm just saying that if we're talking in the realm of possibilities, then that is possible.
Those are all very fair points, gentlemen. Another question, if I can, I don't want to take up too much of your time. On a philosophical note, I wonder what you guys think about ethics or morality in a multiverse existence. For example, we have a pretty, I think, well-defined set of ethics here for how we do things in this planet, in this realm. But in different realms, different dimensions, different universes, how do you account for different moralities, ethics? What does that mean for us as a race of humans if we do have to encounter that? I was wondering if you guys have any thoughts on that.
You mean like say a race that, I guess for them, that everything that we find to be abhorrent, they would find to be perfectly acceptable?
Sure, if I could be one example. Yeah, anything like that. I mean, there might be just a set of morality and ethics that's so far removed from our own that we don't know how to deal with it. And I just wonder what, in those kind of situations, how do you think humanity can approach that?
Well, I mean, I think in nature, like, you just look at nature, the ones who are stronger are always going to win. So in this case, if they have the technological advances, if they have a certain morality or a certain ethics they believe that is true, and they have the power to control the rest, it really doesn't matter what the human race would think, because they are they're inferior to their race.
But if let's just assume that they're not okay. Just take that off the table. Where if they the whole conquering thing, let's just say just morals and ethics, they don't want to conquer us, so to speak. I guess that would also, if I was to see that, or if I was to see something like that, I guess that would also make people wonder about things and just examine. I know some people would probably, well, let me just go back to that. Just to come up with a different race, some people would worship them, I'm sure, and accept anything they say as gospel, unfortunately. But that's a good question, because I never really examined that too in depth, but.
Well, you know, and even another kind of thing on that would be just, I mean, I always go back to what I do know, and it's our race. It's here on Earth, that even within our own race, we have different morals. We have different ethics. We have different religions. And usually our morals and our moral compass stems from our religious or spiritual beliefs. So as far as dealing with them, Al Jr. said, you know, take off the conquering portion off the table and just talk about morals and ethics. Your question was, how would we as a human race deal with something like that? We've been dealing with it since the beginning of time. So I would assume if we were in that predicament, we would just have to hash it out the way we've been doing it. It's just trying to talk to each other, trying to figure out who we are.
Exactly. I mean, I would certainly hope we could eventually agree to disagree, but on the positive side, maybe there's something we could learn from them that we didn't think about, we didn't give too much thought to, or that they can learn from us. And just like Pablo was saying, just on our planet alone, there's examples of different sets of morality. So I can only imagine how different it could be from another planet, another universe, another galaxy.
Good questions, though. Good questions.
Yeah, very good.
Thank you. Those are all very fair answers, and I can't disagree.
Let me ask you then, Adrian. What is your perspective on things? Like, how do you find, supposing that there was a more intelligent race that came? Let's just theoretically speaking, Adrian. You have this being that's from another dimension. Well, let's go even further, not just a different universe. Let's just go from an alternate dimension, comes and visits you at your home. These questions that you just asked us, what would your answers be, or what would, basically, what are your thoughts on those?
Yeah, Pablo, I think they're probably a little more in line with yours. I subscribe to Thucydides' writing that the strong do what they will and the weak suffer what they must. And so I would imagine that any being intelligent enough or powerful enough to cross dimensions or universes to visit me would have, you know, the advantage. And so morality, I guess, would probably be an irrelevant question because they can do whatever they wanted to with us. But if we were dealing with just a marginally improved or a civilization that had kind of a marginal improvement in technology over us, and perhaps they weren't nearly as strong, comparatively to us, then I think it becomes a much more relevant question, because if you can struggle and contend with them, and if you can force them to view you as equals, then I think you really start looking at that real actual give and take that we as humans enjoy here on this planet. I mean, as you mentioned, you know, there are all different sets of moralities and ethics, and none of them have really transcended. Although I'm not a moral relativist. I think there's definitely right and wrong, but I think in terms of aliens and other dimensional beings, I think if they are sufficiently advanced, then it probably becomes an irrelevant discussion for morality and ethics, because they will just do whatever they want.
So you believe definitely if that happens, that they would definitely be conquerors?
Yeah, I think, obviously I've never experienced it, and I don't know that anybody has you know, it proved it sufficiently enough to me for me to believe it. But if aliens do come to us, whether they come from another dimension or just another part of the galaxy or another galaxy, then we're probably in for a bad time. They probably want to eat us. They probably want our stuff or planet. So, yeah, I think even if they were more dimensional.
That reminds me of the episode of
The Twilight Zone.
The Twilight Zone that we talked about on another show. Well, actually, you know, that because we're talking about all different possibilities, that there's a possibility that the I guess we could say the ET or the alien to us, obviously. What if they were actually good people? What if they were here to live with us or to just be, you know, friendly neighbors and just stop in and say, hey, what's going on? How are you guys doing?
I would just admit that if you could show me that anywhere in human history where that's happened, then I would think that'd be a possibility. But, you know, my cynical nature tends to think that any being that makes themselves known to us that comes from somewhere else probably wants something from us. I think if they're sufficiently advanced technologically, they would just observe us. They wouldn't really care about getting involved with us because it would be like us getting involved
with... Like an anthill?
An anthill or, you know, a bunch of monkeys or gorillas. So I think anybody that takes interest in us is probably a bad thing. If they are benevolent, then they probably will just watch us and just observe how we operate.
And real quick, we actually, our live show will be ending here pretty soon. However, Adrian, don't hang up because it's still going to go into our recording time where people can come back and listen to the show after the show is over if they can't listen to it right now live. But, you know, Junior, real quick, I want to thank you. Go ahead and give us a spiel for your live show. You got 20 seconds.
Yes, check us out or check me out every Wednesday, 8 o'clock Central Time, Mysteries of the Universe with J.R. Mr. Junior. Next week's show, I will delve into the topic of USOs, unidentified submerged objects. And also check our show out on Fridays, 8 o'clock. Our show on Friday will be about government overreach. We'll get into Waco, Ruby Ridge, Bill Cooper, and Bundy Ranch.
All right. And again, that was just our live show. So don't worry, Adrian. We're still here. We're still talking. Like I said, this is just going to go on our recording time rather than our live show. You know, and it's interesting what you just said because it's true. You know, I can see how that is. You know, someone who is going to be stronger is going to take over the weaker one. They're not here. They wouldn't be here. Theoretically, they wouldn't be here just to say hello. I wouldn't think so either. I guess that can even go into the realm of what if we have already been visited? What if all of our bases of humanity as we know them today are just from extraterrestrial beings? What if what we know as our religions are based from a species who has come to this planet, or multiple species have come to this planet? You know, obviously theologians would argue to the contrary, but you know, this is theoretically speaking. You know, what if that already did happen, and it happened so long ago? As we all know, as history, you know, continues, it evolves because we forget things. We're men, so we don't necessarily, you know, we play telephone a lot. You know, they tell us one thing, and then we talk into the phone and talk to the next person. By the time it gets to the 10th person, it turned into hi, how are you doing? To holy shit, there's a bomb. You know, that's just the way things work. So what are your thoughts on that, Junior? Adrian, what do you think if that's a possibility?
Well, I'll refer to Junior. Go ahead.
So if you refer to the ancient alien theory. And there's some aspects of it that are interesting, like some ancient civilizations, like certain drawings on the wall that do resemble what we refer to as gray aliens or resemble men in spacesuits. And so, I mean, I guess if aliens did travel here, I can see them being revered as gods, which I think that would happen today if aliens landed. People would still worship them as gods. But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how. I mean, it's certainly possible but there's, unfortunately, that is even harder to prove. At least with, like, current UFO sightings, you can prove something was there, hit the ground for radiation, that sort of thing. But something like that, I mean, all we have is, like, ancient texts and stuff to go on. Which some are compelling, but until we can find like a UFO or a spaceship or alien body in a pyramid, I mean, that would be like the ultimate tangible proof of that.
Right. So what about you, Adrian?
I'm a Christian, so I believe, I definitely believe in God and angels, and I believe a lot of those things in the past could probably be explained by those supernatural, spiritual visitations, but I also, as a rational being, believe that in an almost infinite universe that it is entirely possible, though I believe it's not plausible, but possible that aliens could have in the past and maybe even today be visiting Earth to do whatever. So, it would be a neat and tidy explanation for a lot of historical things like the construction of the pyramids and other types of evidences or civilizations. If we had aliens that came and helped us out in with these feats of knowledge and science. So again, entirely possible, but just playing the numbers game here and our location in a huge galaxy, you know, kind of being in an inconsequential part of the galaxy and in an inconsequential solar system and an inconsequential planet, I think the odds are against us that that's occurring on a regular basis or has occurred, but, with an infinite number of possibilities, I'm sure it's possible. And it would be a plausible explanation for a lot of things that I think historically we've seen.
But I also think some, like in some aspects, I mean, I wouldn't, like you said, I mean, yes, we are technically like in the boondocks of the galaxy. So, I mean, but I wouldn't be surprised, like say if some, like an alien version of a Voyager spacecraft has come by, I'm just in the existence of Earth, I would tend to believe that at least something, I mean, because we're not, I mean, there would have to be older civilizations. I mean, I guess you could say have to be, but I would imagine there are older civilizations than us.
Well, I think
or planets who...
The idea of a Voyager technology is probably pretty solid because if any alien life form is biologically based, then unless they've mastered folding space and time, it would be virtually impossible for them to travel across the galaxy without their bodies breaking down. So it would have to have been some sort of robotic spacecraft or artificial intelligence or some sort of consciousness imbued into some more robust mechanical thing that can, you know, that could travel thousands of years across the cosmic void. But that's probably another reason why I'm very skeptical about actual aliens visiting, because it's very hard to travel, you know, very far distances in the galaxy. And if you have the technology to do it, you know, you either can do it instantaneously or you're going to do it essentially like we do it, which means taking forever to get from point A to point B. And that's just not a lifestyle for any civilization that would last very long.
Now, this is far-fetched a little bit, right? But I'm gonna go ahead and spill what I'm going to say. What you just said is that, you know, if they found the ability to do something like that, then obviously they'd be very intelligent or you know, almost impossible. Kind of what I kind of feel as though you may be stating are very difficult to attain. But, you know, even here on Earth, we do things on accident, and it changes the world. I mean, look at what the wheel did, for God's sakes. I mean, the wheel itself changed the way things were done. So obviously this is a far-fetched comparison. However, the basis is still there. It's something, a very small thing changed something immensely. From when we went the Model T, you know, it's something that changed the world completely, changed commerce, changed the economies, it changed everything. Maybe, and again, this is a theory, is they accidentally fell upon what we would know today as a wormhole, for example,
or warp drive.
And they knew where to find it, so they would kind of use it. And it, again, that's far fetched, and I would admit that. But going on the multiverse theory real quick, you know, and this is something that Junior and I have talked about many times, being a Christian man himself and Junior being a Christian man himself. I've always correlated the multiverse with the outcomes,
the many world.
Yeah. The scripture says that, something to the effect of, because I'm not going to sit here and speak exactly how it is, but that God know before you have asked, I have already heard you, is what Jesus says, right? I'm not sure in what
yes, you're paraphrasing, but
I'm paraphrasing a lot. But before you have asked, I have already I already know, basically. So the multiverse theory to me is could be possibly the whole concept of knowing already, because it's already happened or it's going to happen in one universe or the other. Every fork in the road that as Junior mentioned earlier in the show, every decision that has been made, everything that has happened in another universe. So God, in essence, has planned out your whole life, one way or another, in one universe or the other.
That's intriguing. Yeah, I've never thought about it that way. That's very intriguing.
It's powerful, dude. And when I first thought about it, when we were talking about it, I don't know if you remember the first time we were talking about it, but it's powerful because you're like, man, that kind of and obviously when it makes sense to a human being, it's probably because it's not true. Because our minds are so simple, right? But you know, it's just sometimes even through the Holy Ghost, you get things like this in your brain. You get these feelings, you get these answers, almost like a whisper, but it made sense. And I remember that conversation because it made complete sense. It's like, well, hold on, dude. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Every decision that you have made, you made it through free will because you did make the decision on your own. But it's already been planned out for you, so it's just an interesting concept.
That's an intriguing concept, and kind of makes me think of every permutation, every possibility being kind of a pathway or a speck in God's mind. I mean, that's gross kind of simplification of it. But I think, yeah, that's interesting. I mean, every possible pathway potential. You know, manifest in another universe, but for God, that's just, you know, a universe is just a thought. It could be just a thought or a speck or just a flash in his brain. Okay. So that's intriguing.
Yeah, well, just like God, time is nothing. So, I mean,
sure.
A billion years is like a finger snap to us. But yeah, I mean, when he mentioned that, because that kind of made me think, because I remember he brought that up and how it correlated to free will, because every permutation, every, like even down to the, will I wear the black shirt or the white shirt today? I mean, it just goes along and everything has to play out. There's an outcome. Everything has an outcome. Every possible outcome plays out. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
I guess that's why, because, well, you know, Adrian, I've always been into the multiverse, the what if thing. So,
yeah.
I don't know. That's always been a fascinating topic to me.
And it's almost, and sometimes it goes on to what you were mentioning earlier, Junior, where someone had a dream. Or even the instances that you had that weapon existed in that particular game or whatever, and it didn't. Like you mentioned, in an alternate universe, it did. Maybe, if possible, they do mesh a little bit. Maybe it's possible that all those universes are connected through our soul, our spirit, for example, and our spirit exists in all of them, but the decision that we made in that one is different than the other one. So we're the same person within all of them. Just different decisions were made in each and every one of them, so which a little bit of us stays in there. So that will bring up the whole ghost theory, for example. You know, you go in between, you see people.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's something to ponder, definitely. There's an infinite number of, yeah, that you said about your soul and spirit, and that's all connected.
And that's the connection. Also, like, for example, you know, when the out-of-body experiences, for example, they always mention all the people that have out-of-body experiences, they always mention that they're connected by some type of cord.
Yeah, and that's even the Bible. It mentions a cord.
Right, so if you think about that, we may all be connected, like I mentioned, in all the universes, if there are more than one. We're all connected, and it's a cord. It literally is like a freaking an electric cord that you plug into a DC outlet or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What do you think, Adrian?
No, that actually the cord aligns kind of with. I don't know what the where I heard this, but the idea that some places are kind of thin, if that makes sense, and that's where kind of these crossovers occur, where you have these spiritual experiences. You know, some of the explanation is that it's a place where reality kind of thins out, and so maybe you have access to these other dimensions more readily there. So it's I think kind of aligns with that idea, and it's an interesting idea. But on a less exciting note, I've actually got to go and help get the kiddos into bed. So
okay.
It's been a fascinating show and discussion, gentlemen. I appreciate you taking the time to let me talk and ask some questions, and I look forward to hearing many, many more shows.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
we really appreciate calling. We appreciate you calling in. And, of course, tell your friends. Let them know that we have a good little platform here at the Gospel of Truth Network. We got three segments, so hopefully you guys can call in, listen in, send in some questions, and I hope that if we didn't answer your question, because we really can't answer your, we can answer your question, but as far as truthful answers, we really don't know. Yeah. But maybe, you know, we sparked something in that mind of yours, and you can maybe start questioning other things. And obviously fall back on your faith and hope that you do receive the answers that you're looking for, brother.
Yeah, all right, Pablo. Thank you so much. This is very intriguing. And, Junior, sorry I haven't listened in before, but we'll make it more of a steady habit here.
Okay, and like I said, every Friday is our main show, so we're doing the government overreach.
Friday.
And I know you have a lot of stuff on that.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay,
hey,
yeah,
but good night, man. You go ahead and tuck the kiddos in, because mine's about to get tucked in as well.
Oh, okay. All right, guys. It's a lot of fun.
All right, you have a good night now.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, man. Hey, that was great, man. That was a good question, a good conversation, and I think that's something that we need to talk about more, even though some people may think it's far-fetched, some people may think it's nonsense, it's you know, straight-up bullshit. But, you know, it at least gets the mind turning. It's what we want.
And like I said, like Smith Fix was saying, don't be obsessed with it. Remember, there's we have serious issues on our planet, in our local area. But also keep in mind that our local area is not the end-all, be-all. We are the small, small piece out of a massive, massive existence.
That's for sure, man. That's for sure. And hopefully it was intriguing to not only Adrian, but all the other listeners that may have not had a chance to actually call in to speak to us. But, hey, we're here every Wednesday. Well, Junior is here every Wednesday.
8 o'clock. Check us out. And like I said, next week's show will be on Unidentified Submerged Objects.
Sweet. So USOs, people. USOs, Unidentified Submerged Objects.
So, and I'm looking forward to it. So this is my first show, so forgive it. Forgive me if I had a little few jitters or anything, but promise I'll get better. And check us out on Friday. So check out all three of our shows. And have a great night, and keep searching the mysteries of the universe.
Good night, everybody.
There's no limit to the things that you can do. There's no limit to the things that you can be. Your soul is free, and nothing is worthwhile.